If you've ever driven a tractor, you're her friend. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hey, welcome back. We are talking again with our friends from Compure Financial today. Remember, they are that united group from AgStar, as well as First Farm Credit and Badgerland Financial. And we're now a full year past all that, and a lot of folks that are continuing to take care of their clientele. And one of those fellas that's covering all kinds of miles now is Dennis Batke. He's one of the appraisers with the Compure Financial Group out of Fond du Lac. But honestly, buddy, I bet you do as much work out of your office as you do in your office.
Very much so. Yep, we get to travel around the country and see a lot of it.
So let's talk a little bit about trends then, Dennis. What are you seeing as far as farmland transactions? Are people actually parting with farmland? What kind of value? Give me just a sense of what you've been dealing with for the past 4, 5, 6 months.
Yep. Okay, sounds good, Pam. Yeah, so we're tracking all the sales. We do a land study every July, and our staff looks around the whole state of Wisconsin to see what's happening. And overall, I would say that our staff is seeing a stability in the prices. And I should say with that, there's variability. So what I mean by that is you're seeing some areas where you're seeing higher prices. You're seeing some areas where you're seeing things go a little bit lower. And other areas where it's the same as it is last year. And we've kind of seen this trend now for about the last 2 years. So we've seen the milk prices were high in 14. They've come off the high and they've been a little bit low now. And commodity prices are low. So we're starting to see that stability in the land prices. And which kind of surprised us a little bit because we were expecting to see them drop a little. And we're maybe seeing some areas a little bit of decline, but overall we're looking at stability right now.
You know, the interesting thing is Wisconsin always, our values always seem to revolve around that cow. And you are finding pockets where that cow is still dictating a pretty good land price.
You bet. Some areas are premium. And we're also seeing something interesting. The closer you are to the dairy, the more price, more the land is selling for on a price basis and renting for. Location is very important to a dairy.
So tell me a little bit about the averages you're seeing price-wise, Dennis. Just everybody's always curious whenever land is sold, doesn't matter where it is, but give us a little sense on some of the prices you're seeing, some of the acre charge, and then we're going to have to talk about rental rates too.
Sure. Yep, I'm glad to do that. Yeah, and just want to mention and put a plug in for the computer appraisal staff here. So if you're, no matter where you are in the state of Wisconsin, feel free to give a computer office a call, and you can talk to the appraisers in the area or lending staff, and we'll tell you about the sales in the area, what land's going for.
Yep.
And we have actual market data to help you out there. So with that, so around the area, you're seeing prices that are really variable. And I'll just kind of go around the state if that's okay with
yes.
you. So in the southwest part of Wisconsin, say down in that Platteville area, we had an auction this year, and it was in that $7,000 to $8,000 an acre range, which was very typical of what I was expecting last year. Mm-hmm. So those prices weren't surprising anybody, and it kind of was showing a stable price. You move up into the northwest part of the state, west central part of the state, then the prices go down a little bit, but still you're seeing the top land would be, you know, $6,000 an acre, but that's very rare. Most of it's going to go in that, you know, less than that $4,000, $5,000 acre area. You get around the Madison area, then you're looking at higher prices, and it's over the board there. But surprisingly, even though the high prices there, it's been stable. So no change there, and the same in southeast Wisconsin. The Foxconn was an abnormality, so it was just very high prices for that. But everybody's getting back to normal now to where the prices are. Up in the east central Wisconsin area, we're looking anywhere in this area from $6,000 to $10,000 an area. And if you get up to northeast Wisconsin, in certain areas, you could be looking at $12,000 to $14,000. Central part of the state, we've seen I'm talking O'Connell, Shawano, that area. We're looking at prices anywhere from $8,000 to $7,000 is being very common right now. Mm-hmm. Some a little bit less, some a little bit more.
And like we said, a lot of that revolves around location.
Yes.
And what it's going to be used for. Most of the parcels that you've seen sell, Dennis, is it still staying in dairy? Because there's a lot of cash croppers out there that are kind of wondering about their values.
Yep, very much so. A lot of the buyers, I would say the majority of dairies, are buying the land, but there are cash croppers still buying it, and they're still in the market, so they have some money to spend. And I guess that's a two-edged sword. So if you're a farmer and you're looking to sell, mm-hmm. the good news is you've got an opportunity to sell it. Yeah, and there's a market for your land at a good price yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you look at your operation, you're thinking that, hey, you know what, things are getting a little tight.
Yeah.
The good news is you can typically sell it.
I don't want to catch you flat-footed, Dennis, but what about recreational land? You know, when 2007 and the economy fell apart, that that recreational land wasn't worth a dime. Now, all of a sudden, that side of the economy has started to pick up while agriculture has softened a bit. What about those smaller parcels, that recreational hunting land?
Yep, good question. So in those areas, parcels, we checked around with the appraisers in the state, and for the most part, you're seeing stability and stability being rec land, and this is very common around the whole area. You're looking at probably at $3,000 an acre, $2,500 an acre. You get over into the western part of the state, specifically Buffalo County. Yeah, you're looking probably in that $4,500 to $5,000. But for a lot of the rest of the state, you know, 25 to 3 until you start getting way up north, then it drops down. But that'll catch a lot of it around here. And in some areas, believe it or not, where there's strength in the non-farm economy, we've seen about a 10% increase in some rec land from what it was a year ago. Not all over, but in certain pockets, especially where deer hunting is popular.
So that appetite is back.
Oh, yeah, very much so. There's definitely a demand for recreational land again. And I think you'll probably see some prices start to go up as that demand increases.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that uncomfortable conversation we better start having with folks that own the land that we're renting. Because it's, you know, we're all relationships, Dennis. You know that. I want to keep that land. Maybe it is close, but I can't afford to buy it. Let's talk about rent. How are you coaching up farmers or landowners, for that matter, to get that conversation started?
Yeah, that gets to be a really interesting conversation. So, you know, it's kind of like buying the land, it's renting the land. It's the same conversation here that some people got to have. And, you know, a lot of it's based on emotion. So a lot of people say, you know, I've been renting that for 10 years, and I want to give it up. And even though I'm not making any money on it, I've been renting it all the years, I just can't give it up. And if I give it up, I'll never get it back. Well, you know, I think sometimes you're going to have to come to your landlord and talk to him and say, hey, you know, these commodity prices are where they're at, and what I'm getting for my crop is not allowing me to pay the rent that I paid last year. And I would encourage farmers to get to talking to your landlords as soon as possible and discuss that with them. And, you know, some landlords may be able to want to work with you. And if you're close to a dairy, unfortunately, I think you're going to be pushing up a rope here, a wet rope, because it's going to be, you know, if you don't rent it, I'll rent it to the other guy. Yeah. And they're probably right. Yeah. So sometimes that's going to happen. And I guess my opinion is, and it's probably easy for me to say because I'm not emotionally involved, but I would do the penciling on it and figure out from a standpoint cash flow, can I afford to pay that? And if I'm losing money, it doesn't make sense for me to keep renting it. And sometimes you got to put the emotions aside and say, from a business sense, here's what I got to do to survive.
What do you think about shared risk? Shares or some other hybrid, so that landowner has at least a little skin in the game, so to speak, to pay attention.
Yep. We've seen a few of those around the years, and those do work. They're a little more complex and a little more, you know, the landlord likes to have a nice clean deal, just give me the check, you know, and I'll take the cash to the bank. You know, if they're skin in the game, then they're a little bit more, you know, interested in having to work with you, and it's more complex and more of a trust factor. So that's not been real common, but it may be coming.
And we don't want to leave people feeling like this is Armageddon. There are changes happening in Wisconsin agriculture all the time. I said to Dennis, I'm afraid that by the end of the calendar year, the headline is going to be how many dairies we lost in the state. There are some fantastic stories happening out there of young, progressive dairy, not just young, but progressive dairies that are really doing some good things.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. We've seen a good number of farmers, young farmers, and you know, mature is a good word. Farmers that are very sharp. They know exactly what their costs are. You know what they're getting for their product. They're managing things very well. Just to give you an example, we're looking at the acres selling in Wisconsin. Yeah, normally you'll see between 90,000 and 95,000 acres sell a year of farmland. And that has been the case except for 2016. We've been seeing over 90,000 acres sell. And it seems like acres are down a little bit right now. But I think you're going to, by year end, we'll see what the numbers are. But we're still seeing some sales taking place. So the land is selling, so farmers are making money, and well-managed operations will probably, you know, continue to make money. And so there's a market for the land, and I think there's even though we're in low prices, there's optimism out there. People are feeling good, you know, I think about the future. Yeah. It's going to be a tough road right now, maybe, but long-term, we'll get through it.
Yep, you know. We always do. So in case you haven't gotten the feeling, this is the guy you want to talk to if you want to be coached up on that conversation with your landowner and rental rates. This is the guy you want to talk to if you're curious about what land's selling for in your area, what your land is worth, that type of thing. Dennis Batke, along with the appraisal team, like he said, all across Compeer's financial width. And he'll travel pretty much anywhere. If you want him to take a look at something, he'll come on in and give you his opinion and help you out. So please, don't hesitate. If that's kind of something in the back of your head, now is the time to try to enlist the services of guys like Dennis Batke and the Compeer financial team. Wow. So like I said, there is good news out there as far as Wisconsin agriculture is concerned. We just got to tie a knot and hang on for a little bit. And that is your Compeer financial update. Like I said, if you want to find people like Dennis or your local office that has these resources available, jump online, compeer.com.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.